Today we will be focusing on the seventh day of the Omer, Hayom Shiva Yomim. Today is 7 days, Shehem Shavua Echad BaOmer, which is 1 week in the Omer. You'll be listening to this before Yontif, but this will be said on the eighth day of Pesach. We are now going to be finishing and crowning our attribute of Chesed, of kindness, with the aspect of Malchus Shebechesed, kingship within kindness. By way of introduction, the last day of Pesach has a common denominator between Shmini Atzeres, the day that follows Sukkot, which is the eighth day. We find that they're both a little bit different, more lenient, as it were, than the holiday of Pesach and the holiday of Sukkot, because they both act as a bridge between the holidays that they are following and the mundane Yemei HaChol that are going to follow. So, for example, those that are strict on Pesach not to eat gebrachts, food that is taking matzah and mixing them with liquid, those that are strict all 7 days are lenient on the eighth day of Pesach. And there's other certain leniencies regarding the kashrus. All the stringencies of Pesach are a bit relaxed. And as well on Sukkot, although we may still sit in a sukkah outside of Eretz Yisrael, but we do not make a blessing. So why are we, so to speak, lowering the level of the previous holiday? It's because we don't want to suddenly descend from the immense holiness of Pesach and the immense holiness of Sukkot and just drop down to the mundane. We'll crash, as it were, and we won't be able to maintain anything that we have. So we slowly are gently eased in to the weekdays by, if I have matzah, but a little bit of gebrachts, a little bit enjoy the holiday more, as then I ease into the next day where I have chametz. And same thing with sukkah. So I'm still in a sukkah, but I'm not making a bracha. And others don't sleep in the sukkah already on the eighth day to ease in me leaving the sukkah. Now, what is Malchus? Malchus is coronating God, where there is a total permeation and integration of godliness into the world. And it really is the fruit of Yesod. We see all problems in this world that we have ultimately stem from a void in Malchus being perceived in this world. We have to recognize the holistic nature of God's kindness and His total involvement in this world. This is Malchus Shebechesed. For example, Nachshon ben Aminadav, although this happened on the seventh day of Pesach, but since it's 2 days of Pesach, we still share that aura of the miracle of the splitting of the sea. He had to jump into the sea before it split because he had to show his complete faith in Hashem and Moshe. This was a complete act of Malchus, because we know it says in the Torah that a king breaks down boundaries. If a king has to travel with his troops somewhere, he's permitted to appropriate other lands and break down walls to get what has to be done. Nachshon acted selflessly. He had mesiras nefesh for the sake of the people, and that's what a king does. A king acts selflessly for his people. The Talmud says, "Ein melech b'lo am." There's no king without a people. He must act for his people. The king has nothing for himself. It's all self-sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was the tzaddik that was the merkava for this? This was King David. King David, who did everything for the Jewish people, for Hashem, but nothing for himself. The bottom line about Malchus, you know, quite often we have great intentions. We see a situation and our feelings of kindness well up inside of us. All kinds of good, holy emotions well up. But for some reason or another, the job just doesn't get done. Why? Because there's certain apprehensions. There is certain lack of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. When you accept the yoke of heaven, any of our concerns are just gone, because our concerns are more a concern of what will happen to me. And when it is opposed to Yesod, where we're bringing to bring Hashem into the picture. But now when the Malchus is there, Hashem is the only aspect of the picture. And you're not even there at all. And that's the Yesod of Mesiras Nefesh. If a person's willing to self-sacrifice, then the job gets done. And that's what has to ultimately manifest on this day. And therefore, as we deal with the Bein Adam LaMakom aspect between man and Hashem, we have to totally get to the stage of rejoicing in doing a kindness when it's purely for the sake of Hashem and for no other reason. There are people who are kind to the poor, but they're not accepting the yoke of Hashem upon themselves through that act of kindness. We must do the act of kindness as a means of accepting the yoke of Hashem. As opposed to people who, let's say, are naturally kind, and they can't see the pain of others, so their sole intention may be to push away their own personal pain, and not be concerned that they're doing it because Hashem commanded him to do it. Rather, we have to focus on seeing that one's act of kindness is a means of accepting the yoke of heaven upon himself. And that will mean whatever self-sacrifice is necessary, you don't think twice about it. I am now just as when you're saying Shema, I am now accepting the yoke of heaven upon myself, I'm doing it indeed. And I'm not really here at all. Number two, reflect on the fact that whatever deficiencies that exist in this world below, whatever they're from in the areas of health, wealth, whatever, really it's just a manifestation that reflects the deficiencies, as it were, kivyachol, in the heavenly realm. Because if the heavenly realm was in a perfect state, it would manifest itself down here. But because there are deficiencies that exist, they affect the heavenly realm, unfortunately. So when I am trying to help someone and do an act of chesed by accepting the yoke of heaven upon myself, my intention is correcting deficiency below, only really to correct the deficiencies above, thereby perfecting the godly kingdom. That's the Malchus, the Shekhinah, is perfected by my actions below. And finally, you definitely need to pray for divine assistance from Hashem to be able to achieve this perfection of the attribute of kindness, where you're using all the other attributes that we've been speaking about. They're all working simultaneously, but you're actually doing it. You're not thinking anymore. You're not apprehensive about it anymore. The job is getting done. You're moser nefesh. You don't exist, period. Your will, there is no will when you're talking about accepting the yoke of Hashem. The only thing you sense is Hashem. And therefore, when we deal inactively between man and others, when, for example, we are the recipients of a kindness from someone, we have to realize who really is benefiting from this. Ultimately, the person who's doing the kindness to us is trying to repair the heavenly realm. So therefore, we should pray for the redemption of the heavenly realm via your own personal salvation when you're the recipient of kindness and charity from others. Yes, you receive the kindness and you thank the person, but you say, Hashem, I'm davening that your heavenly realm should be perfected through my receiving the charity, and that I should be helped so that you should be helped. And it's not about me, it's about you. We also, number two, have to make efforts to honor and give tzedakah to those who love Hashem and to those who judge others favorably, as they will be the people who will pray in the way we have been speaking. Also, although it may not apply now, but to be extra careful in the midst of Shemitah, during a Shemitah year. As the Sefer Chinuch explains, the benefits of the mitzvah of Shemitah is that one acquires the attribute of vatranus, the ability to yield to others. As he says, there is no philanthropic act as one who has no hope of compensation for doing it. The Rambam also says, all the mitzvahs regarding Shemitah, what's the whole point of the very many mitzvahs involved in Shemitah, are designed to show compassion and expansiveness to others, which will bring a person to the attribute of philanthropy. So therefore, when we're working on these mitzvahs, although we don't necessarily do this mitzvah every year, and it's once every 7 years, but clearly the idea of seeing no benefit from your mitzvah at all, and only God's benefit, complete vatranus, yielding to others under all circumstances to make sure the kindness gets done. And certainly, as we know, those who live in Chutz La'aretz, we say Yisker today. Yisker is we deal with the souls that are in the heaven above. We know that if there are any deficiencies down here, there's deficiencies above. God forbid, and we know, even not God forbid, that all our beloved that are up in heaven that we're remembering on this eighth day of Pesach, they too grow through deficiencies that become newly realized during their spiritual growth, and they need to be corrected as well. And therefore, that's why we pledge charitably during our Yizkor prayers, having in mind to correct whatever deficiencies that still exist in the beloved souls that we are remembering in the heavenly realm. So why? So that Hashem, and they should rejoice in the closeness that they will have with Hashem. Again, the body part that we focus on is the right hand when giving charity to the poor or for synagogue needs. Well, you're not actually giving tzedakah because it's muksa, obviously, unless you're in Eretz Yisrael. But even a chutz la'aretz, pledge with your right hand, raise your right hand up, give food with your right hand. We're still doing many of these wonderful activities. But remember, we're only doing it for the sake of Hashem. And the time of day to give charity, and as well to engage in the oral law, and to honor those who engage in the words of halacha, is in the day, especially in the morning. We should concentrate on all our prayers in general, and specifically in prayers when mentioning the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the house of David in the morning Amida. And when we say the name of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means he's my master, especially during the morning prayer, have this in mind of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And when we are studying Torah, the quality to work on is Ba'anova, humility. We know that Moshe received the Torah because of his great humility. A humble person is willing to learn from all people, even from someone who is intellectually on a lower level than them. And therefore, try today, when you're learning, to ask someone a question, and don't be ashamed to ask. Because when you have this humility, what is happening? That is accepting the yoke of heaven. And when it comes to learning Torah, you want to be able to learn Torah because you want to know God's Torah, because that's the way of accepting the yoke of heaven upon yourself. And you're not part of the equation. And once a person can put himself out of the equation, and he is actually doing all these kindnesses through the filter of Gevura, of control, through the filter of Tiferes, of compassion, through the filter of humility that is involved in there, and the praise and glory of Hashem, and through the consistency that exists, and victoriously done. But to get it done in the way that the kingdom of Hashem rules, and that you have nothing out of it, you have come to a level of perfecting chesed. You're a king, you're noble. When you do the act of chesed, the nobility of yourself permeates through that, and everybody can see the crown of Hashem on your head. This is how we hope to finish the holiday of Pesach. We end the holiday of Pesach with the Suda of David HaMelech, the Sudas of Melech HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be just Hashem and no one else. We review the Seder a little bit at the Suda of the Mashiach at the end of Pesach, because we're trying to sit as kings, coronating Hashem through our last bites of eating matzah, the last vestiges of putting emunah into ourselves. We should all be zocha to finish the first week strong with the Malchus Shebechesed. Amen.